USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Price of gas is soaring. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. Nowhere is it more expensive than California, where drivers are paying $5.98 a gallon on average. As far as why he believes prices are so high, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
He thinks he can run the greatest economy, the most powerful economy in all of human history without fossil fuels. And that's one of the main reasons why the prices at the pump are so high.
A new NBC News survey finding just 39% of people surveyed approve of President Biden's job performance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
At least one person is dead and five others are hurt after a church shooting in Southern California. The Orange County Sheriff's Department saying a lone gunman opened fire at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Hills. Police say the suspect is in custody. A federal judge is determining the legality of the White House's attempts to end the pandemic-era border policy Title 42, which makes it easier to kick out illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. There's bipartisan support to keep the policy in place as Border Patrol expects immigration to get out of control if Title 42 ends. But Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says the situation is out of control right now.
The influx is already here. We are seeing troops gathering on the southern side of the Rio Grande River. And yes, cartels are profiting from this trade.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans are having trouble finding baby formula as one of the United States' leading manufacturers waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis, appearing on Fox News, says the factory should be open by now.
It's been months, and so we are wondering, why has it taken the FDA so long to investigate and get this manufacturing plant back online?
The White House, without proof, says the situation will improve dramatically in just a few weeks as it tries to increase imports and drive up production around the country. One country is seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases.
South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that looks like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has been seeing an increase in cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period, adding that the actual number of new cases is probably much higher than the 8,000 per day that's already been reported because symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.